For this best of episode, we will focus on how your self-awareness is helping or holding you back from getting the success you want. It's easy to dismiss someone or something when something terrible happens in your career. You get passed over for a promotion. You aren't selected to lead that project you've wanted. You get to the final round of an interview and come to find out you aren't the chosen candidate. It's time to examine the narrative you are telling yourself, to look at how true it is, and decide whether that narrative is helping or hurting you. In this episode, you will hear some of the best advice and suggestions that my guests have given this year to help you increase your self-awareness as you create whatever is next for you and your career. This is the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, and I'm your host, John Narrell. I help mid-career professionals who feel stuck, undervalued, and underutilized show up to find a job they love or love the job they have using my proven four-step formula. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode number 135. Are you wondering whether or not you're on the right career path? Are you or have you been checked out of your job because you're disappointed your career trajectory isn't where you thought it would be? Well, it's time to start doing something about it. As 2020 wraps up, it's understandable to assess where your career is. Maybe something happened this year that caused you to question whether staying at your company is your best move. Or perhaps you're unhappy and find yourself at a career crossroads wondering whatever is next. You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to feel like you have figured everything out while quietly you sit in your car or at your desk, frustrated and disappointed that you feel like you don't have it all together. Well, how true is that? The likelihood is you are figuring it out. It's just that you're stuck and you can use someone to help you move you along and get you the results you want. And if you're feeling stuck right now, you and I should talk. I'm looking for heart-centered, passionate, purpose-driven mid-career professionals who are ready to find that job they love or work at loving the job they have. If you're interested in how I can help you as your career coach, email me at john@johnnarrell.com or complete the contact form on my website at johnnarrell.com to set up a complimentary coaching call. I want you to be happy and fulfilled in 23. How do I help you do that? We start building your mid-career GPS right now. This best of episode is about increasing your self-awareness so you can make the best decisions for your career. Look, you will get a lot of unsolicited advice from people you love and don't. You're just coming off of Thanksgiving. You're getting ready to go into Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, New Year's holidays. A lot of family and friends are going to be talking to you. Keep this in mind. You are 100% responsible for your career. You ultimately know what is best for you. You care about your success. So let's take some time right now to listen to these fantastic guests as they help you build your mid-career GPS. First up is Judy Schoenberg. Judy is the co-founder of Evolve Me, an organization that helps women in midlife who dream of a next career chapter. I appreciate the work that Judy and her co-founder Linda Lautenberg do. And here, Judy stresses that to navigate a career transition at mid-career, it's all about taking time, slow down, and reflect on what's next. Sometimes we have to sit with our own thoughts.
The most important piece of work that so many people don't spend enough time in is start where you are and start at the beginning, but what I mean by that is do the inner work to gain the clarity of taking assessment and gaining that self-awareness. That's everything of what you love to do, what lights you up, what talents you have now, what skills you have right now, what you're good at and what you love to do and what you're good at might be different things. And that's like that important piece in the Great Reset. You get to choose what you want to lift up, right? We have, you know, so many women come to us and they just want to send their resumes out. And we don't, you know, start there. We do have resume, you know, review and refresh as part of our work, but we say, okay, you have your resume. What are you targeting it for? Like what kinds of roles? Well, they say, I don't know. Well, you're not going to be successful unless you put the time in the beginning to get that clarity of direction. And, you know, and it's sometimes it's not the first thing. The first thing that I did, you know, after I took a leap wasn't the thing that stuck, but it got me one step closer. So even if you're, you know, spending time getting one step closer, that is going to be more beneficial for you than just like sending resumes out into the ether, cold calling. You really need to spend the time up front to get real with yourself. You know, and again, like nobody, you know, gives us user manuals to do this in midlife. And that's why having, you know, moving forward with a group of people that are in the same stage and age often as you is so helpful. Because look, you can Google some of this work, right? You can Google your way, you know, into a career transition, out of a career transition, but you'll spend a lot more time spinning your wheels if you don't kind of do it with some structure. And so like this, in our method, that first piece is always about doing that inner work. And then you can go and develop a new pitch, and then you can go into your resume and your LinkedIn. And then, you know, you show up, the more clarity you have, the more people can invest in you. Right? Because the more clear you are about what you want to do when you talk to somebody, then they'll be able to plug in. Oh, who do I know in my network who I can connect you with? Oh, I saw this opportunity. This might be great for you. If you're not clear, other people are not going to be able to support you.
Taking time to seriously reflect on where you are and to look at your successes and shortcomings isn't easy. In fact, it's some pretty uncomfortable work, but it's necessary to help you with your breakthrough. Marianne Lombardi is an entrepreneur, problem solver, and questioner of authority. She believes that work-life balance is a lie, which was one of the most fascinating parts of our conversation when I interviewed her in October. As you figure out whatever is next, Marianne reiterates the importance of slowing down and thinking about what you've done and how you feel about it.
Well, first thing I would do is ask you to stop for a minute and just take an assessment of where you are, you know, because I think most people, like you talk about, have a lot of strong desire and ambitious and driven and running and moving and all of that kind of stuff and accomplishing, right? So I think it would be really beneficial to take a second, to take a pause and to stop and do a little audit, right? Be like, how do I feel? Do I like what I'm doing? How often? What's the cost of what I'm doing? Right? Like just take an audit for yourself and just stop for a minute and think about where you are and whether it serves your purpose. Because the questions are more important than the answers. So I think people just need to stop for a second and take an assessment.
The questions are more important than the answers. It's the questions that unlock those next steps for you. And when you answer those questions, you will often find your answers deeply rooted in the values you want to demonstrate daily. And it can be hard for you to come up with those questions on your own. It's why myself and the people you're listening to on this podcast who are career coaches are really good at what we do. We know how to ask those questions from a very curious place to help you unlock those next steps. Next up is career coach Liz St. Jean, who shared her advice to help you honor your values as you unlock the next steps along your career journey.
Which is, one is know your values. Okay? Understanding your values, what's important to you. Just before recording, you and I were talking about that, right? That so one of my top values is connection. I know that my other values are, you know, growth and change. And it helps ground you. It helps you know who you are and who you want to be, who you want to be showing up as. And that's, there's never a right or wrong to our values. So there's that. And then the other piece is really embrace who you are and embrace your natural talents. Embrace what comes easy. You know, too often we kind of take for granted if something comes easy, we just think that it's easy when it is likely reflecting a talent of yours, a natural strength, a natural talent. And so I'd say lean into that, lean into who you are, be more of who you are, and get in tune with that through your values work.
If you've listened long enough to this podcast, you have heard me say that we must show up from a place of value and service. It's part of our story. It's what allows us to make a connection when we're networking and interviewing. It's how we connect, because our brain is triggered differently when we hear the word help. I was deeply inspired and moved by Arla Lyles' story. I interviewed Arla in January, and our conversation continues to get downloaded. Arla talked about what it means to come from a place of value and service in our careers. She shared her powerful story about being a school lunch lady to now coaching parents on how to be better parents. Her advice is a great reminder for us to pause and give ourselves permission to be quiet and reflect so we can come from that place of value and service in our lives and careers.
The advice I would give is to allow yourself to have some quiet time to reflect, to dig deep, to uncover things that are hidden in you, to listen actively to yourself, to what you're saying and what you're not saying, what you're feeling and what you're thinking, and challenge yourself and don't be afraid to try new things and make mistakes.
You know when you're unhappy in your career. After all, you don't need to be a rocket scientist or an expert in thermonuclear dynamics to know when you're unhappy. No respect to the rocket and thermonuclear scientists who listen to this podcast. But it can be a brutal awakening when you realize that what you're doing, you don't love anymore. You don't love what you're doing, where you're working, who you're working for, and sometimes who you're working with. And you may not know what steps you will take to find your career happiness, but you know it is time for a change. Coach Rochelle Kitchen shares her advice here to help you listen to your inner voice, so you can ultimately determine your action steps, especially when you're unclear of what steps to take.
The advice I would give is trust your, I call it your inner sage. We all know when it's not working and we're ready to make the shift. We all know when we're not feeling fulfilled. But again, we tell ourselves those stories that, oh, I've been here for so long. Do I want to give up my tenure? Is this the right thing to do? Oh, maybe I won't make it. I would just say, trust in your gut, what you're feeling. And you may not know the how it's going to happen, but if you commit to the what, the universe will conspire in your favor and the how will present itself.
Honi Keller is known as the headshot wizard. And in our conversation, she shared her powerful career transition from working in the television and movie industry to being a business owner retouching people's headshots. For Honi, her career moves happened when she appreciated her employment experiences that informed what she would do next. Sometimes it's about being open to new opportunities and experiences, especially when it's something you never initially considered.
I would say, think of all your past experiences, what you like doing, what you were good at in the different fields you've worked in, and don't get too set on a particular career path. Think of how those skills could be combined and where they could fit into a future career. I mean, I never thought I would have a business retouching headshots, but for me, it ticked the boxes. I'm a behind-the-scenes person. I've always liked feedback in past jobs. I get feedback from customers all the time. It gives me the visual element, which I love. It's small business, which I picked up from my husband and my family. And I had studied business and marketing at college, so I get to use that skill. So I combined all my little bits and pieces Retouching was the thing that came in last in the last few years. So I found something that I never thought I'd do, but ticks all the boxes of personality and skill sets and enjoyment.
Last August, I launched a special 6-part mini-episode series to help you with your interview preparation. They're episodes 112 through 117. I encourage you to check them out if you've got an upcoming interview. And in one of those episodes, I share why the word help has to be infused into your overall messaging about why you're valuable to any organization. Now, Tricia Sticca helps executive women strive for fulfillment and uncover their purpose and passion to transform their lives through careers they love. When Tricia helps her clients, she gets them to focus on who they are so they can make the impact they want. After all, someone is looking for your superpower.
Start really digging into who you are and who you're meant to be, not what you do. I think too often we are doers. We're always doers, but let's be who we are in everything we do. So it really is about starting to do the internal work, starting to understand, which we sometimes have a hard time understanding, what our superpowers are, what our strengths are. I have an exercise that I ask people to like map out their timeline from age 0 to age 80 and talk about the highlights and what made them highlights. What made this such a great success, or what made this a challenge? That's a really cool exercise for people to start identifying who they are and who they're meant to be.
This best of episode started with hearing from Judy Schoenberg from Evolve Me. And now we wrap up this episode by hearing from her co-founder, Linda Lautenberg. Linda shares why everyone needs support. We know that mid-career professionals are intelligent and savvy, and there is strength in numbers. You need support. You don't have to do this alone. Listen to Linda share some ways you can find that support as you build your mid-career GPS.
So don't go it by yourself. And that's something that both Judy and I both experienced. I spun my wheels for once I decided that I wanted to return to the workforce after quite a long break. I thought, you know what? I'm a smart person. I should be able to figure this out. I should be able to figure out what it is I want to do. You know, don't try to do it by yourself. Find a tribe, find a group, find a coach, find other people that are going through the same process so that you don't feel so isolated. So you get that support, you get that feedback. And it's a two-way street, because not only is you're getting support, you're also giving support to others. So it's also an enormous confidence boost, and it can help you get so much more clear on what it is you're looking to do. So don't try to do it by yourself.
Navigating your career transition isn't solved by some quick fix, such as updating your resume or mastering an interview technique. It is far more than that. That's why I and the experts you heard today know you must do the inner work to increase your self-awareness about why you're valuable and how to take that value and communicate your story differently than you've ever done, to get your networking connections and hiring managers and interviewers more interested in who you are and what you do, rather than just finding you interesting. And for those of you who are afraid or skeptical that this is some kind of kumbaya strategy, let me tell you, it's not. It's why having a career coach is helpful. We are trained to ask questions to help you explore, and we get super curious about what's blocking you from achieving your desired success. Please go ahead and check the show notes and find the episode number for all of my guests' full interviews and how you can connect with them. Now, if you find yourself at a career crossroads, you don't have to be stuck figuring out which way to go. I can help you build your mid-career GPS to whatever is next for you in your career. Think about what it'll be like for you when you're happier, more satisfied, and you wake up every morning enjoying going to work each day, rather than loathing and feeling miserable about where you might be right now. It sounds like an excellent goal for 2023, and we can start that process right now for increasing your career happiness and satisfaction. Visit johnnerrell.com for more information, or you can email me at john@johnnerrell.com if you want to learn more about how I can help you as your career coach. So until next time, remember this. You'll build your mid-career GPS 1 mile or 1 step at a time, and how you show up matters. Make it a great rest of your day, and join me next week for another Best Of episode. Take care.